follow me. I said, okay, thank you. So the woman come say, he come bring one small bag. Like people where they go keep and all those hotter people. He bring star and moon come out. He say, this is not me. Not me have this thing. I say, yes. Say, when are they small, I dream. I see star and moon. I say, yes. He say, okay. I should see the star. I come say, okay. You should give me the star. And I say, no. I'm very stubborn because when the time that I'm going under shores, they have freedom to do use me as they like. But now, they cannot use me again. The shores are going to the shores now. The shores look like mountain, but the more than mountain, they cannot remove it. So when it's talk that way, as the woman turned to man, before I know they come plenty. They say they must rape me. They say they must rape me. I can't say no, I can't start. I say I don't marry you. I don't marry for that dream. So they're keeping forcing me. I can't say, okay, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. When I said blood of Jesus, that testimony that I no finish the testimony. So when I said blood of Jesus, they start fire me with their own something. Before I know that morning and that Friday, I just wake up, pack my children's clothes to wash. That's why I got fed and I find myself for this health center. I even call auntie. Say, auntie, are they hospital? Say, that's why Favour no comes to. I say, yes. I dream with that. Inside that dream, there's throw arrow for me and I no get myself. Are they for health center?
Okay, so, you can go back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let the living soul say amen. Why I told her to recite that is because I wanted to hear the testimony again. I know most of us should understand vernacular, the pattern of English used. Most of us understand, and it's very clear. What interested me in her dream is that a star was in her hand, a star. And those powers came and wanted to collect it from her. And she refused. And before they had collected it, but now she refused. And the next thing was for them to tell her that the place she is now is restricting them from collecting that star, and that it's like a mountain but looks higher than a mountain, the place she is now. I want us to understand that it is by the mercies of God that we are here today and hearing what we are hearing. From her testimony, I changed the message I was to preach today. I said, I'm going to preach something in something relating to what she just said. And our sister also shared a testimony that after listening to the mantle of escape, she had a revelation after that message. Was it after the night of the message? Come and share the testimony. She said it was after that night she listened to that message after the service that she had that testimony. There's a woman from Cameroon. The message, I posted it on my Facebook. She said the day she listened to War in the Heavenlies, that she prayed with the prayer point, then she slept. That in that dream, a voice from heaven echoed and told her that God will give you a testimony that will cancel your insults. That was what the voice from heaven said to her. That was an angel. She said she listened to one in the heavenlies and prayed with it. Let me hear your testimony.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for my life. After our meeting, that was, I can't remember the date again, but the topic was the mandate from escape.
The mantle for escape.
Yes, the mantle for escape. And after that night, I saw a dream, and in that dream, I saw myself bound. My hand is bound, my leg, and something closed my mouth and my nose. I can't breathe. I was just struggling in that dream. I was like, God, please, I don't want to die. God, please send the helper to me. And before I know, a man appeared to me. He said, you will not die. And the man loosed my hand and my leg and opened up my mouth. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You can have a seat. What we are talking about now, it was after that night. You remember we prayed fervently, yeah? So it was after that meeting, she went home and had this revelation and saw herself bound. Saw herself bound. And the person came and said she will not be loosed, but the Lord loosed her. The mantle for Esther. So messages like this, when they are coming, they are not just to show excellency of grammar, but it's to deliver the captives, to release they who are bound in prison. So that's why we must take each of the message very serious. Because I tell you the truth, if I prepare a message from the house and come here and the Holy Spirit says I should preach another thing, I will just minister it even without preparation. So that was that she was loose. Who knows if she was not loose, what would have happened to her in later times to come? The mantle for escape. That was how Jotham escaped the sword of Abimelech that killed 69 of his brothers. One person killed 69, but only him escaped. So she listened to the message and through faith, she escaped. Our sister shared her testimony now about the star. The Lord has put in my heart for a long time to minister about stars, but I've not had the open door in my spirit. And so I prepared a message and came to the church today. But as she shared the testimony, it came to my spirit that this is what we should talk about today. And today we want to talk about recovering my star. Recovering my star. I tell you, by the direction of the Spirit of God, if you hear this message, anybody you love will need to hear this message. As I was seated here while the testimony was going on, the Lord put it in my spirit and I jotted out some points on this message. She was holding a star, and an entity in the spirit said, let me have that star. The entity said, let me have that star. But today, what God wants to do is to restore the stars of men and women, boys and girls. Because if your star is in the hand of your enemy, you have no illumination in your generation. You cannot shine. If your star is in the hand of the wicked one, you may toil morning, noon, night. You will never see the result. The star is very symbolic. The star of a man. The star of a man. Let's begin to with establishing a foundation on our Savior himself in Matthew chapter 2. There are many things I could talk about the star, but I don't want to go into metaphysics. I want to make it plain from the scrolls which God has given to us, which is the Bible. In Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1, he said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. For generations, you have heard them say three wise men came to Jesus. It was never three wise men. There is no three wise men that came to Jesus. The Bible called them wise men from the east. They were wise men, not three wise men. They only gave gifts, three types of gifts. Gifts in gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Maybe 10 of them may have brought gold. 20 may have brought frankincense. Another 30 may have brought myrrh. But they were not three persons. Look at that. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. You will never see where it is written three wise men. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his what in the east? We have seen his star in the east. These men were astrologers. They were diviners. But it does not mean that God approves divination. God does not approve it. But this man saw, the Bible did not say they saw a star in the east. He said they saw his star in the east. And I come to worship him. They saw his star and they came to worship him. This was immediately when he was born. They are children that immediately they are born, their star is revealed. And principality, forces of darkness, dominions of darkness will go beforehand. I want to hijack that star. When they hijack that star, they have hijacked the destiny of that person. Father, we are trusting you for utterance tonight. We do not trust in the arm of the flesh, but we trust that you will grant us utterance tonight to interpret these mysteries that has been sealed from time immemorial. And that as this is uttered, lives will be quickened. Men and women will come into the revelation of the truth. Blessed be your name, Jesus. They said they have seen his star in the east. They are necromancers, diviners, enchanters, stargazers. They will go by night, they will begin to gaze into the heavenlies. When a man is born, that will cause revolutions. When a man is born, that will be significant. A man that will be an enigma in his generation. The brightness of the star is not like the brightness of other people's star. The Bible says all stars differ in glory. Paul said that to the church in Corinthians. Stars differ in glory. No two stars have the same level of glory. For those that are into sciences, they will tell you that there are billions of stars. Each and every man on earth has a star. The wise men from the east, they saw the star of the Messiah. I looked at it this morning and I saw it for the first time. The Bible did not say they saw his star, but they saw his star. So they began to trace it. When you are born, the evil one can see your star and begin to pursue you. That is how they operate. They can begin to pursue that person just to see that that star is hijacked. A man's star is a summary of his glory. It's a summary of his glory. The star you carry. So when the star of Jesus rose, I read from 3 down, it said, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written of the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. Then Herod, when he heard privily, called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Herod inquired of them the time the star appeared. Indeed, a star appeared in those times. And that was the star of the Messiah. A star that was to bring liberation to Israel. Liberation to mankind. And these wise men from the east, they went to worship the Messiah. And they brought their gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Have you heard of when they call somebody a superstar? They say this one is a superstar. You know what it means. It means that in his field, he is notable. is renowned and phenomenal. You know that when someone is called a superstar, he is above his contemporaries in that thing he is doing. That's why they call him a superstar. He's a star, but he's super. The star symbolizes the glory of God upon your life, symbolizes your gift and your talent. And our sister here, the entity said to her, give me that star. The entity wanted to collect it, but she refused. But those entities had collected it before, where she was in other places, until she came here. Did we hear that testimony? Now, as that thing is in her hand, that is to pinpoint that there must have been some dimensions of prayer she had prayed without knowing, and that thing entered back to her. Are we following? There must have been some dimensions of prayer she must have entered before recovering that star. The star of every man that is born today is not shining. Some are shining, some are dim. Some have been covered with a blanket in the spirit so that it will not shine. So, no matter how they labor and labor, nothing will comfort. And it will be said that an enemy hath done this. Your star is your brightness in life. Your star is your brightness in life. If you are not shining in what God has called you to do, if you've labored for years and years and years and you are not seeing results, you know that something has been tampered with. And that thing that is tampered with is nothing but your star. Genesis chapter 1, 16 to 17. I read. He said, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. And God made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. So the star God designed for your destiny is for the purpose of giving light to the earth. Are we following? That's why I say you are the light of the world. Your star is what is to give light to your generation. Your star is what is to give light to your family, to give light to your community, to give light to your state, to your nation, to your continent, to the world. That is what your star is to do. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. That is how when the enemy battles and battles and battles, what he's looking for is your star, your glory, the glory that is upon you. That is the star. And in the realm of the spirit, if you check properly, in every man, you will see that upon their forehead. If you hear much about these occultists and all of that, they will tell you that. Most of these occultists, when they see people, they can read the people's star. And the next thing they want to do is to hijack the star from the person. The way they may hijack it is that they may use an evil ring and place on your forehead. Just by that touching, they may covet it. And you not knowing. You go to a false prophet. When they carry their hand and lay on your head, they remove your star. Finally, you begin to gallivant in life without results. There are star hijackers. When they hijack it, they add it to their own so that they can glow while others are dim. What I'm saying is beyond human reasoning or whatsoever. The star that God has given to you is for this purpose. Genesis 1:17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. If you are not giving light to the earth, if you look at yourself and you see that your world is not illuminated, That is to say, your light, your star, is hijacked by the evil one. The wise men traced the star of the Messiah. The Bible called it his star. One of these days, the Lord granting grace, I will do an exposition into the star issue again. But tonight, why we are here is that stars must be recovered. That is the purpose. Stars to be recovered. When she was sharing the testimony, my heart was pricked. That the star was in her hand, they said, give it to us. We want to collect it. She said, no. They said, ah, this ministry you're going to now, it's hard for us to collect it, but before we used to collect it anyhow. I think this our sister has the spirit of a prophet. She's the prophetess. She's the one that God, that time that in one of our villages, that she had an encounter. She was saying Holy Ghost fire to the demons, and they were still coming. Holy Ghost fire. When she said Holy Ghost fire, they will repeat Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, the demons say Holy Ghost fire. But when she said the blood of Jesus, they stood back. They say, why are you saying that one? You know we cannot say it. The Bible said we overcame the evil one by the blood of the Lamb. While I went to pray yesterday at the garden, one of the sisters, when she heard about that message, she said that her mother too was praying. That demons came to her. They were trying to hit her. When she said Holy Ghost fire, they would repeat it. But she said the blood of Jesus, they ran away. So I saw that these are witnesses of this spiritual fact. There are real battles going on in the spirit. And what the enemy is fighting and fighting is to see that he hijacks your star. Star. Star, your shining, your glory. Your star is to give light to the earth. Are you giving light to the earth? Are you a light to your generation? In what you are doing, are people looking at you and seeing a difference? Something happened in Genesis chapter 37, verse 9. Genesis 37, verse 9, something happened. The Bible said, and he dreamed yet another dream. Who was dreaming? Joseph the dreamer. Except through visions and revelations, you may not understand these issues of stars and all of that. So he said, and he dreamed another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 what? Stars. Made obeisance to me. What caught my attention is not that Joseph said he dreamed a dream. He said the 11 stars made obeisance to him. Who were the 11 stars? His 11 elder brothers. The 11 sons of Jacob that were ahead of Joseph. Joseph said, he called it their stars bowed down to him. That's to say, he had a higher glory than them. Their stars bowed down to his. Did we see that? Joseph's star was an enigma. It was phenomenal. It was not ordinary. A man that was to become the prime minister of Egypt. That is, in other words, he was to become the prime minister of the world because Egypt was the world power. While the enemy was fighting Joseph, fighting him night and day, is to see that that star, that these 11 stars are bowing to, that that star is hijacked. They put him in the pit. The pit could not stop the star. God brought him up. They took him to Potiphar's house. That was the closest shame of him losing his glory. He would have lost that star. When Potiphar's wife came naked to want to sleep with Joseph, if Joseph had permitted that star that those 11 stars were bowing to would have gone into extinction, obscurity. Nobody will hear of that star again. The prison was not more dangerous, the pit was not more dangerous than the lapse of Potiphar's wife for that star. So many people have lost their star on the lapse of Delilah. They have lost it. That was where Samson lost his star. And they say, "Lo, Samson, the Philistines have come up upon you." Ah, he said, and he gathered himself to want to get in. The Bible said, but he wished not that the Spirit of God had departed. He had lost the glory. We are talking about recovering my star. You will know inside of you whether your star is intact or not. You know. If your star is not intact, you have no guarantee to shine in your generation. Whether you are a businessman, whether you are a preacher, whether you are a politician, whether you are an entrepreneur, whatsoever you are, if your star is not intact, you labor and labor in vain. And you exist as though you never passed through the wall. The most dangerous place Joseph could have lost that star that 11 stars was bowing to was on the lap of Potiphar's wife. But the grace of God made him gather wisdom and say no. Because he knew that there is something upon his head that must shine. There is a star upon his head that nations must see. So he stood his ground. He said, it's better for me to enter prison yard than do this nonsense. Recovering my star. Many people's star have been lost in Beer Palace. Many have lost their star in hodomy, prostitution. Many have lost their star in wickedness. Some others lost their star in the hands of necromancers, diviners and enchanters that will begin to call forth their glory in order to steal it. Are you seeing very clearly here from the scripture as said by Genesis 37 verse 9 that the 11 stars made obeisance to Joseph? 11 stars of Jacob. These were nations. Direct nations in the commonwealth of Israel. But all of them, they were to bow to Joseph. Because Joseph carried something higher than theirs. Suffice it to say, 1 Corinthians 15:41, he said, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another in glory. 1 Corinthians 15:41. Another star differeth from others in glory. All of us here, we don't have the same star. I beg to say, we don't have. We have different dimensions of stars. No two stars in the planet are the same. They are all different in shape, in size, in illumination, in all ramifications. 1 Corinthians 15:41. This is Paul writing in the New Testament. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. Then he now elaborated and said, for one star differed from another in glory. Your star is your glory. Your star. It is one thing that you must hold with all diligence to see that the wicked one does not snatch it from you. Because if the wicked one takes it, you labor and labor in vain. The main place stars are stolen is in the altar of sin and disobedience. Most of those evil forces, if they enchant and enchant and enchant, most of the time they can never get your star. Except they find you doing what is in contradiction to the dictates of divine will. The star of Israel was shining. The enemies could not defeat them. And Balak hired Balaam to come and curse Israel. He cursed and he said, who God has blessed, no man can curse. Who God has blessed, no man can curse. Balaam could not curse Israel. He told that to Balak.
The king said, what do we do to bring down these people? Why? Why is it that we shoot them arrow, nothing is entering? We do this, nothing is entering. What should we do? And the senators of that strange land, they gathered. Not Balak. Balaam, we are going to pay you. What is your price? He went to God. And because God has seen his treacherousness, the treachery of his heart, his betraying spirit for the people of God. The Bible said, God allowed him to do that which was in his heart. And Balaam told Balak the secret of Israel. He said, you see these people? He said, God has given a commando that they are blessed and cannot be cursed. Who God has blessed, no man can curse. Therefore, the only way you can get them, just make them to enter into sin and rebellion from God, with God. If you can do that, you will have them. Till tomorrow, the name that God asked for Balaam, even when Jesus came to the revelation, he said Balaam that taught Balak how to make the children of Israel to sin. That is to say, he caused a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Just put a stumbling block on them. When that stumbling block enters, as they fall into that thing, then you can snatch the star. And that was what they did. That was how the star of Israel for that generation was hijacked. So if the enemy looks at you and shoots arrows and arrows and arrows and cannot get you, what they will do? They will learn Operation Balaam. Put a stumbling block for them. Is he a young man? Set a girl for him. Is he a woman? A young woman? Even though she's married, bring a man that is very well to do. Let the man spoil her with money, and before you know, she will follow. That is the technology of hell. That is what Balaam taught them. Put a stumbling block before them. And when they fall to that, you can hijack the star. Paul said, one star differeth from glory from another star. We all have our dimensions of illumination. We cannot illuminate in the same way. The heavens are too wide for stars to express their glory. No star is in competition with another. The heavens are too wide. Billions of stars. The sun itself is a star. It's in the conglomeration of stars. There are billions of them, and they have different glory. Just like there are billions of people in the world today, they have all have different glory. But what we are talking about is in your own constellation, in your own capacity, you need to shine. It's not in a competition to outshine another person, but in your capacity to shine and see that you shine toward God has called it. The idea of stars are real. I'm a very discerning person. Like, if you bring a prophecy or a revelation, I try to discern it. If I find it not in alignment with the word of God, I will just discard it. But what she said was in alignment. Those forces came. Say, give us that star. We want to collect it. We want to collect it. You hear, they are stars. They are superstars. They are superstars. But for God to make you to be hearing this utterance today is because he wants to make you a superstar. In your calling, in your profession, in your line of ordination, he wants to make you a superstar. He wants you to shine. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify. When your star is shining, when your star is super, men will glorify God. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. There is a demonic transaction that happened in Job 3, 8 to 9. So I was saying it was, we came here tonight and this morning that God gave this utterance, and it is by the revelation of the Spirit, because God wants to liberate men and to recover stars. Say, recover my stars. Just while you are seated or while you are wherever listening to me, begin to gather momentum in your spirit, because the only prayer point we are going to pray tonight is, my Father, recover my star. Recover my star. Any journey my star went to, today is the day for it to come back. It has traveled too far. I have dwelt in this wilderness for so long. Job chapter 3, 8 to 9. He said, let them curse it that curse the day. Are you seeing? There are some people that curse the day. Job 3, verse 8 to 9. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their money. See verse 9. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Kai. Neither let it see the dawning of the morning. There are necromancers that have caused people to start in this manner. They will look at them. They will call the person's name and say, let the stars of his twilight be dark. They will say, let this person's star be dark. Can you imagine somebody's star being dark? Cannot bring forth light. They will say, let it look for light, but have none. Are you seeing this kind of curse in the book of Job? Let it see the dawn. Neither let it see. That is, let it not see the dawning of the day. Let the star not see the morning. Can you imagine? There are necromancers that have gone to altars, covens, under the sea, in different realms, in the heavenlies, to pour forth curses on the stars of men that God has appointed for greatness. To pour forth enchantments on the stars of women that God has ordained for glory. Are you seeing that kind of curse? They say, let their stars be dark. The worst curse a man can curse you is to say, let your star be dark. You're not getting me? Throughout your life, it's as though you're walking in the night. There is no day. Saying, let their stars be dark. This is part of the prayer we are going to pray today. Because it is of a truth that there are so many persons whose stars are dark. A star that is supposed to be twinkling and glowing in light, in illumination, is now dark. You cannot even see the star. The star passed through this world. For 70, 80 years, it was as though it never was. That's an error. This is a kind of cursed necromancers they use to pour forth enchantment against people that have glorious testimonies. Even as they use their mouth to utter these things, today what God is going to do is that with our mouth too, we are going to utter recovery, restoration to the glory of our stars. The 11 stars of Jacob were to bow to the star of Joseph. I wonder the kind of manipulations that will be occurring in the heavenlies to see that the star of Joseph does not shine. I wonder how much manipulations the enemy will use. You think Potiphar's wife coming to Joseph was a coincidence? They know what they were looking for. They know what that was an operation of the kingdom of darkness. They know what they were looking for. If Joseph had done that, he would never have recovered. Except mercy. Look at Genesis 26 verse 4. I'm bringing these scriptures to show us that what I'm saying is not outside the alignment of the word of God. So that when we are praying, we pray with understanding. Genesis 26 verse 4. He said, and I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. God said, Abraham, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. What is that trying to say? This is revealing to us that Abraham's seeds are stars. You are a star. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. You are a star. You are ordained to be a star in your calling. Ordained to be a star in your walk of life. God said, I will make Abraham your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries, the nations you will possess, all the seeds of Abraham. A star. You are a star. If the enemy told you that there is nothing in you, you let him know that the word of God said you are a seed of Abraham and all the seeds of Abraham are stars. and spars the fair in glory, and I carry glory. As this word is coming, you need to take heed to see that anything that is an anti-glory to your star, you need to avoid it. Anything that can steal away the glory of God from you, you need to steer clear. To multiply as the stars in heaven. Your star is your brightness in life. Your star is your glory in life. Obadiah 17. He said, and upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Obadiah 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Deliverance. Why deliverance? For those whose stars have been stolen, so that they can be recovered. That's why you are in Zion today. Upon what? Mount Zion. Our sister shared the revelation. She said God's army global, in that revelation she had, that they said, this one is not just a mountain, it's higher than other mountains. Many other mountains. He said, upon Mount Zion shall be what? Deliverance. Deliverance is upon mountains. It's upon mountains. So any star that has been stolen from you, while you are praying, you will make it known to God that, Lord, I have come to Mount Zion. I've come to my place of deliverance. And the scripture has promised that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Wherefore, Lord, I receive my deliverance. That is it. You pray with the spirit of revelation. Upon Mount Zion, all those who lost their stars as Esau did, who lost their stars as Cain did, all those who lost their stars in rejection of divine ordinance, God is saying there is deliverance for them upon Mount Zion. He said, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess what? It shall possess their possessions. That thing that the enemy stole shall be repossessed. That is recovering my star, Kaya. This is the promise of God. Said it's not a man that he can lie, neither he said the son of man that he can repent. Has he said a thing that will not make it come to pass? Has he spoken that will not make it good? God is not a man. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Father, every glory in my star that has been removed. So person's star may be intact with them, but the medals of glory, many of them have fallen off. So they are intact with the star, but the star is not glory as it ought to be. Some kind of medals, some kind of jewels in the star. You see a crown, you can see some jewels on the star shining. Some persons, so many have fallen off. Off the root of carelessness. Off the highway of immorality. It has fallen off. But yet their star is on them now, but the star is dark. Because what is supposed to illuminate the star has fallen off. But it is saying today that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Say the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. The possession that the enemy hijacked while they were sleeping. He said, why men were sleeping? An enemy came and sowed tares among wheat. Out of those two prostitutes, those two harlots, in the days of Solomon, the other one was sleeping and a neighbor was sleeping. The neighbor slept on her child and her child died, and she collected the woman's child that was alive. When the woman that was whose child was alive woke up, so that the other woman has exchanged her destiny, giving her the dead child and collected her living child. That's what the enemy does. He said, "Why your handmaiden slept by night? She came and exchanged her baby." Hi. That's a demonic transaction. Very demonic. "Why your handmaiden slept? This woman came and took away my living child and put her dead child. Why your handmaiden slept?" Why many of us have slept in purity, in consecration? The enemy removed our star that was shining and put another strange star. When people are seeing you, you have a dual identity. They no longer, in fact, even when you're living, you go out of your mind. You're like, "This is not me." They have removed the living child and put a dead child. Sometimes you sit down, you say, "What is even wrong with me? I don't understand my life." That is it. Something was exchanged. The star that was supposed to glory in radiation has been exchanged, and a dead one was put. She said, "Why your handmaiden slept? This woman came, put her dead child, and collected my child that is alive." In the occultic kingdom, there are some people's glory that some occult men are using to manifest. Occult men are using some people's star to glory in life, multiplying while the people are diminishing. Say, "Why your handmaiden slept? She took my child that was alive and gave me a dead child." When you have that dead child, anything you touch is dying, is dying. No result anywhere. You are laboring and you will never see the result because there is a dead child, a dead star with you. But the enemy is holding your star that is shining. But what the word of the Lord is saying today is that upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. He said, "The house of Jacob." You are the house of Jacob. This is the people that seek thy face, O Jacob. Is the seeker generation. Upon Mount Zion shall be the house of Jacob. You are a child of Abraham through faith. You are a heir of the promise. He said, and you will possess your possession. It is your right to shine by divine ordinance. Because you are a star. Any star that is not shining has lost its purpose. And God does not just want you to be a star, but a superstar in the calling He has given to you. So the first thing we are going to do is to evacuate every dead star the enemy put around us. Dead star that is even manipulating you the more to see that things around you are dying. That's a dead star the enemy put. After preparing the message, as our sister was sharing the testimony, I never knew a topic to give to it. But while I was about to stand up, the Lord said I should put it, "Recovering my star." Because if you don't recover your star, nobody will recover it for you. If you don't recover it, nobody will recover it for you. Nobody will recover it for you. The house of Jacob shall possess their possession. It's a possession God has promised for you from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. He said they looked unto Him. They were lightened. High. And their faces were not ashamed. Psalm 34, 7. We're about to pray. If you feel that your star is shining and you have become a superstar in what God has called you to do, you can do well when we are praying. Just sit down and just be glorifying God. But if you know that you are a wounded star, if you know that something was indeed stolen from you, you will rise up. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 5, rather. Psalm 34, verse 5. They looked unto Him. And we are lighting car. And their faces, we are not ashamed. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces began to illuminate. Their faces began to glow. While Stephen was speaking, before the people came to stone him, Stephen gave the sign of Moses. They said, look, he's giving us the sign of Moses. Look at the glow. His face is shining. And they had to stone him. Because his face was shining, because he looked unto Yahweh. He looked unto Calvary. We are going to look up tonight. Rise up on your feet. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Say, Lord, in this meeting tonight, I will be enlightened. In this meeting today, I will be enlightened. Kayabasha tayabash. Rabodo soto koroboshi kayabadash. Lighten me as I look unto you, Father. Lighten me as I look unto you. Lighten me. Lighten me. I have been dark for so long. I have been dark for so long. If your star is in alignment, if you feel the enemy did not steal anything from you, you can have your seat, or you can even go, or you can even stop the tape. But if you know the enemy stole something from you, you begin to say, Lord, as I call upon you tonight, lighten my faith. Lighten my faith. Lighten my faith. Lighten my faith. Oh God. Kabo shata bayabada. Keba yabado shata kayabados. Shaka degalagadosh. Shaka takaragados. Lighten my face, oh God. 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 Lighten my face as I look to you. As I look to you. Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua HaMashiach. As we look up to you, lighten our face. Lighting our face tonight. As we look unto you, Shagalas, Shagalayala, Shagalamayamana Mayamanas, Samana Mayamana Mayamanas, Shagalagalos, Mayalas, Shakaturabush, Ayaladis, Yagalabush, Shaka, Uska Takayados, Shagalabayabadabu Yabados. Lighten our faces tonight as the stars, as the stars, as the stars of eternity, as the stars of eternity. Shemanamayamanamayamanas, Antamamayantanamayantanamasa, Rubayas, Koyavala, Yamubayas, Koyavala, Kantinamuyos, Shabalabalabalos, in Jesus' name. See, listen to me. Before we enter our prayer point proper, he said in Job 33:8 to 9, let him cause it that cause the day who are ready to raise up their morning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have no. You are going to see, Lord, anywhere they have said my star will be dark. Anywhere they have said my star will not see light. Lord, I cancel that utterance by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your right hand, your index finger, and make this pronunciation. Say, Lord, anywhere they have said my star will be dark. Anywhere they have set my star will see no light. I cancel that utterance. That utterance will see no light. The utterance will not see the light of the day. The utterance will not stand. Anywhere they have set my star will not shine. Anywhere they have set my star will look for light but find none. Any altar of the wicked, any coven, any spiritual realm they have set down, it will not stand. It will not stand. Who can speak and it coming to pass when the Lord has not spoken? I speak into every realm, of the spirit, every dominion in the spirit, that anywhere the stars of this one have been commanded to go dark, I command the stars to receive light. The utterances of darkness will not stand. The mechanisms of wickedness will not stand. I cancel the utterances. We nullify. We nullify. We nullify. We nullify. I nullify the utterance. I nullify the utterance by the blood of Jesus. Whenever they say your star will not shine, I nullify the utterance. I nullify the utterance. The utterance will not stand. My Yamanash. My Yamanash. Any altar in the heavens, in the air, under the sea, they said my star will not shine. Hey, Father, you can speak and it's coming to pass. When you commanded it not, I command that my star will shine. My star will shine. My star will shine. Your star will shine. Your star will shine. Your star will shine.
I call it forth by the blood of Jesus. Every wicked altar, hear ye the word of the Lord. I call you forth. I call you forth by the blood of Jesus. I call you forth. I call you forth. My star, by the blood of Jesus. Any wicked man or wicked woman, I call you forth. That has taken my star to any kingdom of darkness. I call you forth. I call you forth. I call you forth. I call you forth. I possess my possession in the land of the living. I possess my possession in the land of the living. I call you forth. enough is enough. Who speaks in the world and it comes to pass? When the Lord has not commanded it, I use the blood of Jesus and I possess myself from every kingdom.
Just come forward.
Come forth from where you are. comfort from where you have been tied to. Comfort.
It shall be recovered as I place my hand upon my head. My star,
my star.
According to my destiny, be thou restored as the anointing is upon my head.
You cannot resist the power of God.
Oh, my star, place your hand on your head. My star, be restored. Upon your head, I prophesy by the inspiration of the Spirit of the Living God that gave me this message in this place without having prepared for it. By that same dunamis of the Spirit, every star upon you, every star of your life that has been stolen, as the Lord liveth, your star is resurrected.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. Go back to it. Shana maya mana mamela. Shana maya mana mamela. Yela 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 yela. Aliyana mana mana sana sana sana. Una mana ozana. Una ozana. Ozana ozana. Save us, we pray, Yeshua Mashiach. We cry, Hosanna. We cry, Hosanna. Hosanna. We are crying, Hosanna. We are crying, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Save us to the highest. Hosanna, we are crying, Hosanna, save us, Lord, we pray. We are crying, Hosanna, we are crying, Hosanna, The spirit of supplication will follow you even when you go home, even after this message, after listening to it. The spirit of supplication follows you and you continue this prayer point. The Bible said in Daniel 12 verses 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. All of you here listening to me, or wherever you are having listening to me, you will shine as the brightness forever and ever as a star.
Amen.
This is what the word of the Lord has promised. You will shine forever and ever as the brightness.
Amen.
He said, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever. The Lord is asking us to turn men into righteousness. If you turn men into righteousness in eternity, you will shine as the stars forever and ever. Forget what man may see. Draw people to the truth. Look at what the scripture is saying. They that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. They that turn men. Make sure messages like this, people listening to it, so that they be turned to righteousness. And at the end, God says your reward is that you will shine as the stars forever in eternity. A vision like this, you partake in the vision in your time, through your money, through prayers, through spreading the message to as many as are out there and bound. There are many people that are bound and they need a word like this. Their stars have been hijacked, but nobody told them this truth. But you have heard this truth. The word of the Lord is saying, they that turn men into righteousness, to these things you are saying, shall shine as the brightness forever. Your star will shine. No more shall it be said that your star went down. It is from one level of glory to another.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
Lift up his countenance upon you.
Amen.
The Lord give you peace on every side.
Amen.
In Jesus.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 6200037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.